again. A different wheel was stuck. We'd moved several miles. I was bone dry. I lifted the lid on One Eye's water barrel. There wasn't much there. The little that remained was pretty nasty. I drank it anyway. I walked around to where One Eye was abusing a fresh crew of victims. You little shit, quit barking at the help. They'll stuff that damned hat down your throat and I'll end up having to walk. Where's the old man? Chapter 35. Crows all over, eh? Croker mused. Interesting. Guess it doesn't surprise me. Hers? There were crows around us right now. Naturally. He wouldn't let Lady run them off. Probably. Are they all nowadays? Take it for granted. You won't be unpleasantly surprised. Tell me about Long Shadow. The last sentence was not verbal at all, but in the finger speech we'd learned way back when Darling, the White Rose, was with the company. We employed it sparingly anymore, and I hadn't thought of using it to get around the crows. It was so obvious when you considered it. There would be no way for the critters to relay the signs. Nobody believed that the birds understood what they relayed now. They just carried the words. My fingers were no longer as nimble as once they'd been. I had a hard time telling him that Long Shadow had done a turnaround and was all business now, calm and sane and decisive. Interesting, he said. He looked up the pass. The Prince's troops in the vanguard had sprung a Shadowlander ambush. The fighting was getting heavy. The column was crushing up behind it. This could get bad. I looked at the slopes rising to either hand. If Mogaba had a lot of men up there, he could embarrass us easily. He doesn't, Croker said, as though I'd spoken my thoughts. You're getting spooky. He wore most of the fancy Widowmaker armor most of the time now. There was hardly ever a time when he didn't have a crow on his shoulder. He seemed to know his favorites because he always had tidbits for them. When I have to play a role, I try to live it. He began talking with his fingers again. I want you to find Goblin. It's critical. Huh? He signed. I would do it myself, but there's no time. Aloud, he added, these delaying tactics are working very well for Mogaba. This pass is just too damned tight. He turned away, strode up the stalled column. The Pravrindra Dra was about to get talked to like a new recruit. Suddenly, over his shoulder, he shot, where is your in-laws, Murgan? What? Where are they? What are they up to? He used colloquial Taglian, which meant he didn't care what Tide heard, or specifically wanted him to know about the query. I haven't seen them. I glanced at Tide. He shook his head. Maybe they went home. I don't think so. If that was the case, the rest of these clowns would be gone with them, wouldn't they? I didn't think so, but there was no need arguing the point. Croker would never be comfortable with the Yuang Bao. I told him I would keep an eye out and would let him know if I learned anything, then moved along. I ran into Sleepy on the way back to One Eye's wagon. Hey, kid, how you doing? I hadn't seen him since I gave him his assignment that night in Taglios. He'd been working with Big Bucket, helping oversee the Special Forces teams. He looked tired, but still not old enough to be a soldier. I'm tired and hungry and beginning to wonder if being butt-fucked by my uncles really was worse than this. Anybody who could sustain a sense of humor after what Sleepy had suffered.